Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have John Heiner singing I've Got Joy, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Righteousness Prayer in an Unrighteous Time, from James chapter 5, verses 16 through 20.
Maybe you can tell it from the smile on my face. I've got joy. I've got joy. Well, it's a smile that comes from heaven that this world cannot erase. And I've got joy. I've got joy. When I wake up in the morning, see the day that God has made. Through sunshine or storming, you will always hear me say, I've got joy. I've got joy. I've got joy. I got trouble all around me, yet I sing Amazing Grace, because I've got joy, I've got joy. Well, the devil cannot stop me, and I'm going to win this race, because I've got joy, I've got joy. Well, he's the strength for my journey, companion, my friend. Oh, I can't help but shout it, and I'll sing it once again. I've got joy, I've got joy, I've got joy. This joy is not dependent on what I feel or see. No matter what the struggle, I still have victory. There's joy for my journey no man can take away. The joy of the Lord is my strength today. Well, Jesus is the solid rock I'm standing on today. And I've got joy, I've got joy. Well, he took all my burdens and he washed my sins away. And I've got joy, I've got joy. When I wake up in the morning, see the day that God has made. Through sunshine or storming, you will always hear me say, I've got joy, I've got joy. Oh, I've got joy. I've got joy, I've got joy. I've got joy. I've got joy, real joy. Well, Jesus is the solid rock I'm standing on today. And I've got joy, I've got joy. Well, he took all my burdens and he washed my sins away. And I've got joy, I've got joy. When I wake up in the morning, see the day that God has made. Through sunshine or storming, you will always hear me say, I've got joy, I've got joy. 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 Real joy. Yes, I've got joy.
Elijah saw some things from God. that we need to see today. First, this. When God has blessed someone, no one has the power to curse what God has blessed. Amen. God has blessed you in Christ Jesus, and you said, a mighty week. God has blessed you in Christ Jesus. If I have to repeat everything, you're going to be here a whole lot longer. Isaiah said that every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Amen. You possess a right standing that is given to us in the presence of God. Hallelujah. God has chosen to bless you. Chosen to bless you. And if you are today a religious game player, as I call them, you only come to church for your fire insurance. You really don't want to live for God. And you won't enjoy everything that the world has to offer you. Well, let me tell you what I'm about to tell you in bad English ain't for you. Amen. If you want to continue to live a mediocre life that does not honor and glorify and bring the blessings of God in your life, it's your choice. But I'm like Isaiah, or like Jeremiah of old. You know, as for me, or Joshua of old, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. There's no covering for the game player. Did you hear me? There's no covering for the game player. This is only for the sincere believer who trusts God. When God has blessed you, He has today the power today that no one can curse you. Amen. Second thing, God's promises were trustworthy. What God said He will do, He will do. Tom brought us a great devotion here the other night in the men's fellowship on promises in God's Word. Let me tell you what, man. This book is saturated with them. Amen. And guess what? Every one of them has your name on it if you're in Christ Jesus. Amen. So realizing this today, what God said in His Word, He will perform in your life. Even though you are not perfect. Hello, I'm sorry I just popped your bubble. There was a victory won, let me tell you what, on the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when Jesus said, it is finished, it is finished. He didn't get you a part-time, partial salvation. He got you a complete salvation. And third, the people of God will be found in many nations with strength to overcome. Hallelujah. When the theological focus today of God's house becomes about pleasure and the world, I'm going to tell you what God's going to do. God's going to take away His strength out of the church. We then are rendered powerless. And today we sit like sheep on the sidelines as a parade goes down the street, basically going straight to hell before us today. Right now, as my finger is snapping, people are dying and going to hell. Does that do anything to you or for you today? It's because of the compromising, the self-seeking today that really has gotten into the house of God. God's people today have become casual in their Christianity. They've become at ease. They no longer have a passion for God. The fire of the Holy Ghost. I mean, if God touched them and they had to stand up and shout, they wouldn't know what to do. Amen. Therefore, what it does, the end result, it renders the house, the people of God, weak. And that's where Satan moves in and takes over. You know, it's kind of hard to find a good old-fashioned Holy Ghost prayer meeting anymore. We're having one right now, by the way. Amen. This is the house of prayer. Prayer today is ultimately about others also. It's about God getting our lives in tune with His will. Prayer is to honor God. And you know what? We are to honor God in our prayers today. People today, listen, have sought to turn grace into a license to sin without any consequences. The soul that sinneth shall surely die, the Word says. That's why we have a downfall in our nation. That's why our nation and the world is in the condition that it is in. We failed in our prayer life. We failed in our praise. We failed in our righteousness with God. But hallelujah, I'm glad that God is a God of second chance. Amen. I'm glad He said, come back. Call upon Me. I will open the windows of heaven. I will bless you abundantly once again. Amen. We are witnessing the erosion, the foundation, basically, that gave this nation the prominence that it has. We have seen this nation really on a slippery slope. We have seen it sliding down and going away. We are witnessing, it seems like we're living in a day where evil becomes good and good becomes evil. And if you stand for the traditional family values and you stand for the right to life today, then you are called a bigot. Well, I guess I'm a bigot. Call me what you want to. I still believe in this, the Word of God, and His standards for life and living today. And if we will get back to this, we will see once again the favor of God fall on His people. In the midst of the dilemma of that day for Israel, God put a man on the scene. His name is Elijah. And today James said Elijah was a man with a nature such as ours. I mean, the thing that made him so well used of God is because he sought the Lord. He sought God. Elijah fought the same trials and the struggles that you and I fight today. He was enabled to believe that God would give him what he asked for. You know why? Because he met the condition of the prayer. Amen. Elijah, like David, he had to win his prayer battles first. You've got to win your prayer battles first. Here, listen. You've got to win it here at the altar before you're going to win out there. You've got to win on the altars of God and start giving it all to Him and leaving it all with Him and trusting Him in all things that God can mightily, abundantly work in your life again. Hallelujah. Your battles are won right here. Your battles are won in the power of prayer and calling on a righteous, holy God that will hear your cry, hear your call, and respond. Amen. That's the power of our God. We too need to make our personal decisions, don't we? How far are we going to go with God? How far are you going to live for Him? How surrendered is your life going to be? How much of your life are you willing to let God conform you to His will for today? Are you willing today to live for Christ? Say amen.
Amen.
For Paul said, for me to live is Christ. And even when death comes, it's gain. Hallelujah. God can give you today a passion for His kingdom. Amen. And you desire and declare today that, listen, you're not going to eat the diet of the king's table of the world any longer. You're eating from a different table. You're eating from the King of Kings table, amen. You're feasting on heavenly manna. You're eating of the things of God. You're digesting into your spirit the power of the Holy Ghost, amen. So believe today, your life can make a difference for Christ. But it's got to start on the altars of prayer. I know what God can do. Hallelujah. I know what God can do. I know that God can save a sinful, hell-bound soul. I know that God can arrest a backslider and a prodigal today and bring them back home and back into relationship. I know that God can restore. I know that God can revive. I know that God can heal. I know that God can encourage. I know that God can transform that which seems impossible. God is giving you a chance today. Don't turn away from Him. Come to Him today. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord today can raise up a standard and He'll never let you sink. You can walk through the fire and the fire won't burn you. You can go through the water and it will not drown you. I happen to believe today that God can turn this nation, turn our churches, turn our homes, turn our lives back to Himself. And if we'll call out in prayer, He'll send the Holy Ghost. Amen. Pray, God, deliver me. Pray today. Take away the compromise in my spirit. Pray today. Forgive me of my sins. Pray today. Bring me out of mediocrity.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.